I know just from monitoring all these decades, even before I got my ticket, there's a big drop here to what there used to be, a big drop to check-in. That Anderson net over there that the Anderson Club has on 79, there's used to average around 30 check-ins a night. Nowadays, there's some nights they may get 14, maybe 15, sometimes only 11. I got no answer, but I have ideas. I just hope that when I'm gone 20 or 25 years from now, the hobby's still here, because I don't know if it will be by then.
So if it's, it's up to the folks on this repeater, I'd say it's going to hang around, because this is pretty much what really got me into actually talking. You know, I was thinking about it. I don't think I ever made a sideband contact on HF. It was all digital mode and mostly FT8. And it's odd that the numbers dwindled like that, because it seems like what it appeared to me is you get an active repeater like this is, and you've got, people always coming in and out of it, so you'd think that would attract more folks to be talking on it.
Keith, you think it would draw more in? And a lot of them, I guess, got mic fright. I don't know, I've never had a problem talking to people, so I just consider it the same thing.
I haven't. Matter of fact, everybody bought it that was on here when I first got my tech license. I felt like a new one, even though they never knew me until I got a transceiver, but I felt like a new one, so the mic fright part didn't really bother me.
And I'm just the opposite of you guys. I was never an outgoing people person anyway, so I guess that's kind of what held the mic fright in for me. I just, and like I said, just hanging around this repeater and hearing all the various colorful characters that we have around here, that kind of lured me in KN4CHY.
Okay, there's a wealth of knowledge on here. I mean, if you had a question about something, you can throw it out on a repeater and pretty much find the answer to it, or they'll know how to direct you to find the answer to it, is what I have found out. It's just amazing to me.
KI4LZI. Over the decades, or of course they're all silent keys now, but I've heard, even before I had my license, on this repeater, a lot of knowledgeable people over the decades.
There's still quite a few of them around. I know some of the guys that are silent key just since I've been around. Imagine they took a wealth of that knowledge with them. But you're right, Patrick, about anything you could ask, somebody will give you an informative answer about it.
Sure. But, gentlemen, I'm going to call it a night. I'm getting here and get ready for bed, get up early in the morning. So it's good to talk to both of you. Keith, don't be a stranger. And Andy, I'll talk to you on down the log. You too, Keith. 7-3, guys. Good to talk to you. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear.
To you later there. KI4LCI. What, Keith?
7-3, Patrick. Good talking to you too. And yeah, I'll try to get in here every now and then. Working late and get involved in dinner and other things, and just hadn't been around lately, but we'll work in there from time to time. Have a good night. We'll talk at you later. And I'm probably not going to be far out from loading the software up and playing around with some programming.
Your programming, of course, it don't do any good now, because this is about the only maybe four repeaters in there that still carry as well. But I run across in time some real 2 meter stuff from the 80s that I could operate easier, better than I can this 8900. But it don't have a tone board in it. So for the most part, it's no good now. Didn't require any program. JI4LCI.
You're on now, since you don't have to have the tone on this one?
Negative, negative. I'm on 8900 right now. 8900, but I had, when I first started, I got two clags, one a Mark III, crystal controlled, and a FM 28 that's frequency synthesized. The Mark III already had crystals in it for this, and 8-2. Let's see, there was two or three others, but a lot of them had tones on them by the time I got the transceiver. And the FM 28 clag, it was frequency synthesized, but no tone board. And there's not many repeaters around it like this, so. But I could operate them, do things with them that I can't begin to do with this 8900, with this microprocessor, but there's no tone boards in those radios.
For CHY, yeah, I've seen some old, a friend of mine, Bill, had like an old Kenwood 2 meter, and it didn't have a tone board, and that was the main reason I didn't buy it, because it was a nice looking old radio. It, probably good I don't have lots of money, because all those old, all the old Drakes and Hallicrafters and stuff like that, I'd have a rack full of them, because I just love the looks of that old stuff. But luckily I can't afford it, probably don't have the room for it anyway.
See, I, well, with the HS stuff, you're a little bit better off on HS, because you don't have to worry about needing a tone board. But the Mark III clag was given to me. That was my first 2 meter transceiver. And I got on this repeater, and I could get on 8-2. And let's see, there was some others in there, but by the time I got the transceiver, either I couldn't hit them from here, or they had tones on them. Then about 2 or 3 months later, at the pick and flea market, I found that Clegg FM 28. It was built by Clegg, and it's frequency synthesized, but there's very few like this remaining today, and they're simple to operate, but you're very limited.
That Ken was talking about, it was a 2 meter, and I was just really intrigued with, you know, having that much power on 2 meter and playing around with sideband and distant repeaters and stuff like that. But yeah, without having a tone board available, it kind of swayed me not to get it. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here and see if I get the software to load it up. See what I can do. I didn't realize it was quite as late as what it is either. I ain't going to be too far from bed. I'm kind of a night owl. I'll stay up late. But, I'm getting a little bit later start than I thought, too.
Who's that? I just heard y'all in here. Heard y'all talking. I ain't put the radio on scan yet. Heard y'all in here, so. Go ahead, KI4LZI, and get your programming done.
Sandy, good talking to you. Glad you jumped in, and we'll catch you again at another time. KI4LZI, KN4.